Positive Monks. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Capitol, California, bringing you Positive Monks. Sylvia listens closely, and everyone feels important. Have you ever met a person who just knows how to make people feel important? Sylvia is one of those people. She knows how to make everyone feel important because she listens closely to everything that each person says. Whenever she's with a person, she gives them 100% of her attention. She's not trying to get them to appreciate her, to see how wonderful she is, to know the wonderful things she's done. She's always out looking to see what wonderful things they're doing. And she not only looks for the wonderful things that everybody else does, she brings it to our attention. She loves to bring out to our attention when we do something thoughtful. When Ellen sets the glasses on the table and she sets them in a certain order, Sylvia says, "Well, thank you very much. That was very lovely." And when Ingeborg goes to the table and she sets the knives and forks in a perfect arrangement on each side of the plates, Sylvia says, "Ingeborg, you do that so nicely. It's a pleasure to eat from the cutlery that you set at the table. There's so much love that you put in there." Sylvia just knows how to make everyone feel important. She knows how to listen to what's going on and see what's going on and make everyone in every way feel that what they're doing is something vital and necessary for the entire operation. Sylvia just knows how to touch the buttons of happiness within everybody. She knows how to touch the buttons of balance and peace and harmony in herself first and in everyone else just the same way. She knows what makes her happy, and so she responds to other people by making them happy with what makes her happy. She knows how to lift up a tired heart. She knows how to ignore when someone has a problem and look at the goodness of that person. She looks right past all the outer appearances and all the temporary things and looks beyond to the reality. She looks beyond to the fullness and the goodness of every single person and every single attitude. She just knows how to do that. Now that's an art. That's an art, but it's an art that she has trained herself in. She has trained herself in the art of loving everyone in her world. Regardless of what the problems may be, regardless of what the growing experiences are that they're going through, she sees right through all that. And she sees everyone as a beautiful expression of peace and love and harmony and goodness. Oh my goodness. The other day we had a situation where our hummingbird feeder right outside the window attracts all the hummingbirds. Well, one of our cats decided that it was going to go up there and stand right next to the hummingbird feeder, because the hummingbirds came to the feeder, and the cat was going to play with the hummingbirds. Well, Sylvia saw that was happening. And so Sylvia didn't go out and chase the cat away. That would have been the first thing to do. But Sylvia looked through the window, and she said, "My, isn't that wonderful? That cat is everywhere just having a good time. That cat just loves our hummingbird feeder and respects the birds that love to go there in security to the hummingbird feeder to feed." She just recognized that. She put a cause in motion of harmony and peace and right action for the cat and for the hummingbirds. And in an instant is almost, Jeannie jumped off of the board that was by the cat, the hummingbird feeder, and went about her business. And the hummingbirds came back to their feeder. But only through Sylvia saying, that the cat is doing its perfect right thing and it's off playing around and it respects the hummingbird feeder. Now, what does it mean to respect the hummingbird feeder? It really means that the hummingbird feeder is for people who like hummingbirds. It's because the hummingbird feeder has the fluid that the hummingbirds like. Can you and I respect other people's worlds as we do? Do you go into a bar? Do you like to go into a bar and have a drink now and then? If you do, that's fine. Other people respect your taste. If you don't like to go into a bar, if the bar has no treasure for you, and then you don't say the bars are bad, you just say, I respect those who go in there who want to go there, that's fine. I respect myself that I don't want to go there, and so I go somewhere else. I go to the malt shop, or I go to the restaurant, or I go wherever I go, and that's perfectly okay. This is how Sylvia lives her life, always seeing everything in divine order, always seeing everything and everybody at peace, always seeing all in a perfect, wonderful way so that everybody is doing things that make them happy, things that lift them up, things that make them soar into the magnificence that they are. That's the way Sylvia lives. She listens closely, and everyone feels important by what she thinks, what she does, how she acts, and how she lives. We all can do that if we wish. We all can respect another person's point of view and still maintain our own point of view and live harmoniously with all the world. This is the way Sylvia does it. Works pretty good, doesn't it? Have a lovely day, and know that I love you. I love you. I love you.